This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
A big announcement from the San Manuel tribe this week. They announced their plans to build a new hotel and concert venue and other improvements at its casino complex on its reservation up there above Highland.
Right. You know, Ken, one of the first questions I was asked was whether this was on that land that we talked about last week, that land swap.
Yes.
About 115 acres right off of the reservation. And no, actually, like you said, it's right on the reservation, immediately behind the existing casino. And I think the reason for that is because they're trying to accommodate all of the out-of-town visitors that they get. They say 70% of their casino patrons are from out of the area. And so they want to have a convenient hotel, 500 rooms, right behind the existing casino, right on the campus, so patrons can walk over. You know, this is in line with what other tribes, you know, have had for many years, the Agua Caliente in Palm Springs, the Morongo near Cabazon, and the Pechanga near Temecula, all have major hotel resorts right at their casinos. So this will put San Manuel in that same league.
And I remember seeing in the announcement that there are a lot of jobs, a lot of economic activity that are going to be created from this.
Yeah, I think that's one reason why this is being hailed. They say about 1,400 jobs will be added during construction. Those are construction jobs. And about 1,200 jobs after the hotel and the resort and the entertainment venue are opened. And your economist, John Husing, said that there's about a one-to-one ratio of jobs that are created. For every job that's created by a project like this, there's an additional job somewhere in the community, whether it's restaurants or dry cleaners, whatever, support businesses, gas stations. So this is going to have a big economic effect. The casino already does bring a tremendous amount of economic activity into the area, and this is going to boost that quite a bit, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed to see that the tribe, nobody's mentioned how much this is going to cost.
Right, they haven't put a dollar figure on it. But if you take a look at other hotels and expansions going on by the tribes in our region, we're talking over $100 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I would bet. We'll look for more information on this big new project in the Inland Empire. Next, California has approved a plan to restore the Salton Sea near Indio, where fish die-offs have become a problem.
This has been an issue that local agencies and water agencies all across the state have been trying to get a handle on. Congress has been involved in trying to get a plan in place to save the Salton Sea. As you know, it was created by an accident, a breach of a dike along the Colorado River.
About 100 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been slowly drying up. It has become a major stopping off place for migratory birds, and it's also stocked with fish. However, with the drought that California has had, in addition, that Colorado River water is going to be going away at the end of this year. There had been a plan in place with San Diego's Regional Water Agency to allow the water, the Colorado River water, to continue going to the sea, but that's coming to an end. So it's really kind of going to be a crisis. People will remember that a few years back when the wind direction shifted, the smell of the sulfur from the decaying fish at the bottom of the sea blew into the Inland Empire, and even as far as Los Angeles, that kind of sulfur rotten egg smell. And the concern is that not just the smell, but also the dust from the bottom of the drying sea will continue and even grow worse as a problem, causing respiratory problems for folks out in the Coachella Valley and beyond.
Yeah, it's a very fine silt at the bottom of the Salton Sea, which is not that deep. It's only a few feet deep in some places. It looks, it's wide, but it's not that deep. And as the shore dries up, that silt, which has been polluted over the decades by runoff from the river coming from Mexico and also from years of military activity around the Salton Sea, so that it's not just that sediment is fine, it's going to cause respiratory problems. It also could be toxic.
And also agricultural runoff with the agricultural chemicals. So it's a very serious problem. Now, what this plan would do would be considerably shrink the lake from about 48,000 acres to under 30,000 acres, create a series of sort of ponds rather than one big sea. And at least one environmental scientist from the University of Redlands, Dr. Tim Krantz, says this is not going to stop the environmental disaster. In addition, it's going to be phased in over a period of 10 years. So certainly there'll be additional drying of the Salton Sea over that period of time.
Finally, the Riverside School District is considering tightening security after an angry father held a teacher hostage for 6 hours in a classroom last week.
This happened at Castleview Elementary School in the Riverside Unified School District. And you'll remember that the San Bernardino School District grappled with the same type of problem when an angry spouse came onto the campus of North Park Elementary back in the spring. Mm-hmm. And the school had to really take a look, the school district had to take a look at its security procedures in terms of how spouses and parents get access to the campus. Now, the Riverside Unified has not yet said what they're going to do, but you can bet they're going to be reviewing this. However, just 3-4 years ago, they did tighten up the security on their elementary and middle school campuses. The high school campuses already have a police officer assigned to each campus. However, the elementary schools and middle schools had increased the height of the fences, limited access through a gate leading onto the campus. So this campus already had some of those issues in place. So the question is, what more can be done? And I'm sure that the district and its trustees will be looking at
that. Yeah, and not to mention parents and citizens. And, you know, it's not just school district. I mean, imagine now churches are having to think about security. So security, not just for children in schools, but security for all of us everywhere is going to be an issue that's going to be difficult to figure out in some cases.
It's certainly a conversation that's going to be taking place on a national level.
And we'll probably be talking about it again, too. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.